Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 4 of the NFL in the books now. Unbelievable. Hard to fathom. We are a quarter of the way through the NFL season. Some impressive stuff. So I'm going to lead you off with this. The Titans went on the road to get a nice victory for them to level their season off at 2-2 in Atlanta. The Bills fought off a really, really tough Patriot team, but the Patriots were too much. And that defense, oh my gosh, the Patriots defense is so good, it's ridiculous, man. I don't see anybody beating them all season long unless they have a major breakdown. And you know what? Punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game at the very worst, and they're probably going to the Super Bowl and winning once again. The Chiefs win a thriller in Detroit. What a great game that was. The Raiders hold off a pesky Colts team. The Chargers do handle their business in Miami. The Giants, well, this kid Daniel Jones looks to be the real deal, people. Getting it done once again over the Redskins. They are now 2-2 in their division. The Giants, that is, that I'm talking about. So they're playing impressive right now. The Browns, wow, man, they needed to have a pretty solid victory. They got it. 40 points they put up on the board against the Ravens. So a really impressive showing from Baker Mayfield and the guys who go on the road to Baltimore and get a nice victory. Panthers, do they have a quarterback controversy? Because Kyle Allen is a winner, man. Two straight weeks in a row, he gets it done. And not in a really tough place to win, too. The Texans, man. So that's a tough, nice victory there in Houston. Buccaneers score 55 points. Wow, lighting up the scoreboard like crazy on the Rams. Seahawks, they beat the Cardinals. Not surprised there. Bears, they get it done over the Vikings. Jaguars are the thriller, man. That was a great game there. Cowboys lose to the Saints. I got to take a break. I'll get everything else going here in the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So can't roll the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Four-man front for the Jaguars. As Mahomes holding it, firing it late, caught at the 40. Now 45, 50 in the open field. At the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Sammy Watkins, a 67-yard touchdown.
Third and 10 down for Brady from the gun, wide to his left. At the Patriots, 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Crazy day in the NFL. Always a crazy day in the NFL, to be honest with you. But week four, we had some ups, we had some downs. We'll go through all of them. And those were great clips because two games that were very good, to be honest with you, but very good in different ways. The Chiefs and the Detroit Lions up and down that field like a track field. 34-30 was the final there. And by the way, I'll just run through all the scores, get you caught up on the action. It all led off on Thursday, which was finally a good Thursday night football game too. Green Bay Packers go down at home in Lambeau, 27-34. The Eagles get it done. They needed that victory. So good victory for the Eagles, tough loss for the Packers at home, and we'll see how Devontae Adams is for them as he has turf toe, and definitely you could see the effects of that on the field after he went out. Titans, nice victory in Atlanta, 24-10 over them. Patriots, nice victory for them. Their defense is just so damn good. 16-10 over the Bills. 34-30, like I said, the Chiefs getting it done on the road in Detroit. Great, great football game, man. Up and down, won by the Chiefs with very little time left in the game. And obviously Detroit goes and has an opportunity to throw a couple of balls deep, but didn't get it done. And the Chiefs wind up winning that one in a thriller, 34-30. Raiders got out of the gate pretty early, and that was what really saved them. 31-24 over the Colts, who continue to battle week in and week out. Again, I'm going to tell you, Jacoby Brissett, easy guy to fall in love with. 24 of 46, 255 yards, 3 TDs to go along with that. So nice effort from him. Didn't get it done. They slide to 2-2. Raiders moved to 2-2. Chargers, 30-10 over the Dolphins. Not a surprise here. If you need a victory, go down to South Beach, or hopefully they're on your schedule to come see you, because That's a really bad football team. Giants 24-3 over the Redskins. Daniel Jones, what a day, what a game. This kid has come onto the scene, and he's taken it by storm, if you ask me, and has taken the torch from Eli Manning, at least so far in these first couple games. And looks like the New York football Giants knew what they were doing when it comes to this kid. So kudos to them. Kudos to Daniel Jones for going out there and showing up, especially no Saquon Barkley. So really good effort with them. Daniel Jones, by the way, 23 of 31, 225, one touchdown to go along with that in the air. So, and it looks like he and Sterling Shepard have a decent relationship. Sterling Shepard had 7 receptions, 76 yards. Browns crushing, absolutely crushing the Ravens, 40-25. And Nick Chubb, man, oh, man, what a day for this kid. 20 carries, 165 yards, 3 TDs. Baker Mayfield, 20 of 30, 342 yards, 1 touchdown for him. And Jarvis Landry, a big day, 8 receptions, 167 yards for that young man. So really nice day, good day for the Browns because it gets them back to 2-2. And now you might start feeling a little bit different about the games that they've won. They've been impressive. The games that they've lost, not very impressive. Got to clean some things up, make themselves better all around as a football team, and it may pay dividends. Panthers, 16-10 over the Texans. Question here, and we're going to get into this in a little bit. Do the Carolina Panthers have themselves a quarterback controversy? I think yes, absolutely. Cam Newton, not the same guy that he was. Kyle Allen coming on 2 straight games in a row with 2 victories. This team is starting to look like they might be getting it a little bit. So it's going to be hard to bring back Cam Newton if this kid continues to have success. And what's going on with the Texans? A slow start for them, 2-2. Those are things we'll get into in a little bit. But Kyle Allen, another decent day, 24 of 34, 232 yards, no touchdowns. But Christian McCaffrey, really, really useful in this offense, 27 carries, 93 yards, a touchdown to go along with that. And he also had 10 receptions for 86 yards. So looks like Kyle Allen knows who to throw the ball to. That's Christian McCaffrey because he's a stat sheet stuffer. Buccaneers 55-40 over the Rams. Now, that was an impressive showing from Jameis Winston and the fellas. Look, Chris Goodwin, big day. 12 receptions, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns. The week before, it's Mike Evans going off for 3 touchdowns and 100 and some odd, 80 yards, whatever he did. I don't remember exactly the numbers, but big day. Big day for Jared Goff, too. They put up 40 points. It's not like they didn't put up points. Their defense, man, that maybe that's a question we're going to have to get into with the Rams, because that's very uncharacteristic of the Rams defense to give up 55 points. So, and again, it may not have all been on the offensive side. There may be some defensive things that happened there, maybe some punts. I don't know everything because I'm not looking right at that right now, but you see the number of 55 and you think, wow, what an offensive explosion. And it was, to a certain degree, for sure, because 3 touchdowns were scored at least by Buccaneers in this game. So 40 points put up by the Rams should be more than enough, is my point. 55, way too many points. Seahawks come to Arizona, my backyard, win very impressively. The Seahawks haven't really destroyed anybody this year, but this was a pretty good physical butt whooping by them. 27-10 over the Cardinals. Kyler Murray looked like a rookie. I mean, at the end of the day, man, I've said it so many times, and I'm going to say it each and every week until it's engraved in your mind and in your head. This guy is going to make a lot of mistakes. And quite frankly, I got a bunch of things in my mind about the Cardinals and the way that this organization is run from top to bottom. So I may get into that too. So much to get into after week four, to be honest with you, because you're starting to see the true colors of teams. 16-6, Bears beat the Vikings. Big win for them. Obviously a division foe. Vikings have gotten out of the gate pretty slowly with their division. They're now 0-2 in the division, at least. I don't know if they played. They played the Bears, and I know that they played the Green Bay Packers for sure. I don't think that they've played Detroit. So they're 0-2 in the division right away. That's tough. 2-2 on the season for the Vikings. I don't know about Kirk Cousins, man. I'm sorry, but I think that this – you got sold a bill of goods by this guy in his camp because – he's not all that in a bag of chips. I'm sorry, but dude is very average. Very average. Jaguars, this was a thriller. A really, really good football game, man. Maybe the best football game of the day. Jaguars 26-24. They kick that field goal as time expires. And I'll tell you what. Minshew mania is like really, really legit. The guy is just a gamer. He's out there just getting his body poleaxed, crushed, and he just battles. So I've got nothing but love and respect for guys that throw it out there on the line each and every week like this cat is doing. And he's getting an opportunity because so many guys are hurt there. So kudos to Gardner Minshew for going out there and balling. Cowboys go down to the Saints. They're back in the mix. I'm sorry, but Teddy Bridgewater is not your average, ordinary, typical backup quarterback. This dude's legit, and he would be starting on pretty much many teams around the NFL if he was given the opportunity. It just so happens he plays behind Drew Brees, so it makes a lot of sense that he's not going to get a lot of playing time. Dak Prescott, decent day, but no touchdowns. They kept him. Actually, it really wasn't a great day for the Cowboys in general. 10 points, you're not scoring enough points. You're not going to win many football games that way. By the way, get at me. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports. Please keep it close. I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back and get into some of the things that I was just talking about, because there's a lot of stuff to digest from week four in the NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox's arm still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A three-yard runner on the right side.
Latavius Murray. Murray gets the ball. Up the middle. Murray to the 20. To the 15. To the 10. 5. Touchdown. Weaving to the left. Latavius Murray takes it the distance.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, you can hear starting live every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make that 12 p.m. Central Time, and then obviously 1 a.m. Eastern Time. So many ways you can listen all over the world, all over the country, and it might be different times somewhere else in the world because I do know we're on Sirius XM channel 211, so I know we can be listening anywhere in the world. And by the way, you can always reach out and touch me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up, follow me on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. All right, so just kind of going from the theme of that clip that you heard and the first one, because the Bills went out and played a decent football game. When you give up 16 points to the New England Patriots, I think you've done yourself a pretty damn good job of playing defense. Needed to make a few more plays at the end of the day when you're the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, not one of his better days. 13 of 28, 153 yards, 3 interceptions. Just not going to cut it. And what it also did was is the Patriots, not only did they defend well in the sense of getting those interceptions, they get those interceptions and they take them to the house. So it's doubly painful because you have the turnover and then they score on you too, defensively. The Patriot defense is absolutely ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. They go out there and they just beat you down. This might be the best defense that they've ever had. Trust me, man, I'm just ahead of the curve. Either that or they're playing just such terrible opponents, and they're just literally shutting everybody down. To me, it's almost like they know the damn play before it happens. It's unbelievable what that Patriot defense is doing. But the Bills did play them pretty tough. 16-10. They're one score, man. One score away from a team that is that explosive, first and foremost, that disciplined, that well coached. The Bills are legit. My question about the Bills moving forward is going to be, can they maintain and can they do this for a whole season? Or are they like an 8-10 game team where they play really, really well and then they kind of fall apart? And do they go on a skid of 3 or 4 games, which takes them out of competition? So we'll see how that all works itself out. And the Patriots are just, man, I'm sorry, but it's this boring, people. It's boring. They're so good. punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game at the very worst. And I'm almost telling you right now, punch their ticket to the Super Bowl as well. Just so good. What's up with the Falcons? They're a mess. I mean, Matty Ice is slinging the ball 53 times, man. 397 yards. No touchdowns, though. Austin Hooper, that tight end, man, he those two guys are really well connected. But there's something wrong with the Falcons. Something wrong with the Falcons, for sure. 1-3 on the season. Already pretty far behind. Again, man, we're a quarter of the way through the season, people. There's only 16 games. They all mean something in the NFL. So the Falcons either better light a fire under their butt or they're going to be out of this thing before you know it. And for all practical purposes, they're probably close to being out of it. Again, I know it's early, but again, I'm telling you, you got to play these things in four-game increments. Make them quarters. At the very worst, you want to go 2-2. Because then you're at least 500. You go 3-1 in every quarter, you're looking pretty good, aren't you? So that's the way I've always broken the season up, is in little quarters. Right now the Bills, 3-1. That's a pretty good quarter. Patriots, 4-0. We expected it. I expect them, after what I'm seeing, I don't see anybody beating them unless they have a terrible day, with the exception of Kansas City, obviously. But they're so good. Falcons 1-3. They're losing. They're behind the eight ball. Titans 2-2. They're not great, but they're not bad. Their season is still right there in front of them. Chiefs, they're so explosive. Whew. I love watching Patrick Mahomes. It was an interesting day for them. Like, when I give you the box scores here, you're going to be surprised. Patrick Mahomes didn't light it up, man. He didn't have a bunch of touchdowns. He didn't have any touchdowns throwing, for that matter. He didn't have any running either. LeSean McCoy, he played well. He was decent for them. But in general, man, the Kansas City Chiefs offense is just so explosive. And the way that they can beat you is surprising. Like, you always think they're going to do it with Patrick Mahomes. But again, let me tell you, 315 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, 24-42, a pretty pedestrian type day. LeSean McCoy gets him a touchdown, gets a couple from Darrell Williams. Their defense comes to play a little bit, and they cause some havoc. So, yeah, this is a pretty good football team, if you ask me. And the fact that they can do it without Patrick Mahomes makes them kind of scary. Really does. And on the other side, Detroit played a hell of a football game. A hell of a football game. God, that was a fun game to watch. Stafford was making plays. Galladay was making plays. Their running back, Kerryon Johnson, wow. Good day for him. Good day for him. I think the Lions' future isn't so bad. I think the Lions are okay. Chiefs are special. Lions are okay. They're 2-1-1. Right behind the Packers and the Bears. Raiders. I'm not quite sure what I think of the Raiders at this moment in time. I feel like they've played inspired football for a couple of games. And then they've had a couple of lackluster performances. 2-2. Again, it's not great. It's not bad. You're average. You're 500. The Colts, same thing for them. They're 2-2. I guess what my point about this whole making this such a deal of the records is because at the end of the day, you are what your record is. It's just the facts. So if you're a 2-2 team through a quarter of the season, you've either got to make a jump to become better than that, or you're most likely you're not going to be 2-2 each and every week. It's pretty doubtful. You got to get on a streak. But again, 2-2 keeps you in the mix. 1-3 makes it really difficult. And 0-4, like the Dolphins, for the matter, the Cardinals 0-3-1, it's like the same thing. You're behind the eight ball, and you're behind the eight ball a little too much, in my humble opinion. Again, 1-800-878-7529. We're a quarter of the way through the NFL football season. Week 4 is in the books, people. Hit me up on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports. When I come back after the break here in a moment, I am going to get into the Chargers and how I think Melvin Gordon's going to help them moving forward. I'm going to talk about Daniel Jones a little bit. This kid seems to be legit. He seems to be the real deal. And maybe the Giants weren't as dumb as a lot of people thought. They saw something that nobody else did. Give them some damn credit. The Browns, we'll talk about Baker Mayfield a little bit. Kyle Allen, the Panthers, we're going to talk about them. Lamar Jackson, the Ravens. Again, there's a lot of average when I'm talking about these teams right here. A lot of 2-2. Alrighty, folks, I'm going to get to a break. I'll be back, and we'll continue rapping about NFL Week 4 right here on the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, and Sports Overnight America.
Third down and 2. Carr drops back into the gun. Jacobs is off to his left. 3 receivers are off to the right. Protection, end zone, diving catch! Touchdown, Raiders! Tyrell Williams! They take the opening kickoff, and they stick it down the Broncos' throat.
This is Sports Overnight America.
The football season's back. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
And the Browns are going to come out. And here they come. Dontrell Hilliard checks into the game at running back. Two receivers right, Beckham and Landry. Two off wide to the left. First and goal at the 4. They give it to Hilliard off the right side. He's at the goal line with a push and a shove. He's in. Touchdown, Dontrell Hilliard.
Hayden Hurst goes in motion, sets to the right side of the line. Dolphins showing blitz up the middle. They bring it. Jackson, play action. Throws complete. Hollywood Brown has it at the 30.
Four receivers set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson. And the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America, which I'm always doing here with you live on Sunday nights, each and every Sunday, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We hit the Central Time Zone at 12 p.m. or 12 a.m., however you look at it. And then, obviously, out on the East Coast at 1 a.m. And then all over the world, I got to know what time it is. That's why I always say, I don't know what time it is. I just know it's the NFL Rewind for me. And it is Sports Overnight as well for me, Andy Dorf, right here. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. I know I left off with the Chargers, and I wanted to get into where they are right now because, again, we were talking about this next wave of teams, and there's a lot of average. And I think there's some teams that are actually better than average. It's just going to take them a little bit of time to get their mojo. And I think the Chargers are one of those teams. Phillip Rivers, just too good of a quarterback. 24 of 30, 310 yards, a couple touchdowns on the day. Austin Elker, I think the best thing possible for these guys is that Austin Elker is playing really well, and they now have themselves a two-headed monster at the running back position if you're the Chargers, man. This is such a great situation for them. So Melvin Gordon coming back is only going to help. Only going to help. It's going to make this offense even that much more dynamic. Look out. They might be really, really prolific. So don't sleep on the Chargers. I know they're 2-2. But again, I think they're better than average. I think they've had their problems because, first and foremost, they've been a little banged up. And they don't have Melvin Gordon to add that other little piece of the puzzle and make them even that much more dynamic on offense. So I think the Chargers are going to be pretty damn good. Really do. We'll revisit, trust me. We'll revisit after this next quarter of the season where we're halfway through. And then we'll have our middle of the season report card, kind of like we are with our quarter of the season report card on this very occasion. Let's talk a little bit about the Giants. I think they found something. I really think they found something. And I guarantee you, they are laughing right now at the rest of the NFL, who was laughing at them on draft night. And their fans who didn't think they knew what the hell they were doing either. They knew exactly what they were doing. They saw something that nobody else saw. Give them credit. Another really, really solid performance from this youngster. Their defense stepped up. The Redskins looked awful. They only put up 3 points. But Daniel Jones has now won 2 games in a row. And they're his first 2 games in the NFL. This kid's had the most success out of all the rookies. And everybody thought the Giants were insane. They don't look insane right now, do they? They look pretty damn smart, if you ask me. And the Redskins, they got big problems, man. It's a bad football team. My question about the Giants is, now that they have Daniel Jones, and they're 2-2 after the first quarter of the season, what should the expectations be moving forward? Could they have been 4-0? Like, I'm not even kidding. Could they have been 4-0 if Daniel Jones would have just gotten the starting job from the out of the gate? It's a pretty good question at this point. And in a lot of ways, you'll wonder if they don't make it, and let's say they lose by a game or two, then you're going to be questioning, did they not bring the kid in early enough? Which is hard to fathom as you're only a couple weeks into the season. But that's how precious all these games are. But I think they found something. Really do. Think they found something. And the Redskins are awful at 0-4. They're out of the mix, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to put a fork in them right away. The question about them is, when does Haskins get in the game? When does he get a shot? Could he be like Daniel Jones? I don't know. And again, it's too early to be jumping all over Daniel Jones. But with that being said, there's a lot of positive with Daniel Jones. So when do the Redskins decide they've had enough of Case Keenum? And when do they go to the Haskins button, man? It's my question. Talk some Browns real quick. 40-25 against the Ravens. Impressive. Actually, really impressive. I've been tough on Baker Mayfield, and rightfully so. Because I don't like to give guys this claim to fame when you've done it for like 6 weeks or 8 weeks. I want to see it year after year. And I want to see you get better year after year, too. I want to see you take your team further. I just think the Browns are setting themselves up for huge disappointment. The good news for them is they're pretty good on the road. They're 2-0. And they did go to Baltimore, so I'll give them credit there. That's a good win. They did win at the Jets. I don't know how good of a win that is. Probably not great. But it's a win at the end of the day, man. I'm sorry, but it's a win. And you're 2-0 on the road. Figure some things out at home. But I do think the Browns aren't going to live up to the hype. I kind of like the Ravens to win that division. I think they had a bad day. And that happens. I do like Lamar Jackson. Wasn't one of his best days. Again, that's to be expected from a young guy. Here and there, you're gonna have steps back. It's just the way it is. Speaking of that, Panthers. What's the situation there? Well, I'll tell you what the situation is. Kyle Allen, the kid from Scottsdale, Arizona, who played at Desert Mountain High School, has won 2 games in a row. And Cam Newton is sitting on the pine watching this all unfold. They got a quarterback controversy, man. I'm going to say it right now. They have a quarterback controversy. Kyle Allen is ready to lead an NFL football team. At least that's what he's shown in the last two games. And again, I'm not saying that he's going to light it up and kill it the rest of the year. But what he is showing is that he's capable of winning football games as a backup. Tell you what, that's a special quality, man. And with the contract and things moving forward with Cam Newton, he's not getting any younger. Kyle Allen's like 23 years old. Should you give him the keys to the Carolina Panthers after the season? If, again, if he has continued success, and look, if you're bringing Cam Newton back next week, well, then I get it. But if you're not bringing Cam Newton back next week and Kyle Allen wins three in a row and you're now over 500, I think that decision becomes more and more difficult as the weeks come. So if you ask the Dorf man, I think that the Panthers, if they don't right now, they're going to have themselves a quarterback controversy. Speaking of controversy and quarterbacks, Jameis Winston. I mean, at the end of the day, look, the Buccaneers, they're a 2-2 football team as well. Again, like I said, a lot of 2-2, a lot of average. But Jameis, man, four touchdowns on the day, 385. He does have BA, the Bruce Arians, working with him. And we know him as a quarterback whisperer of sorts. Gets the max out of guys. Jameis included. Buccaneers at 2-2, really not that bad. Really not that bad. The Rams, man, I'm a little shocked. A little shocked that they gave up 55 points. That's a lot of points. You don't see that out of a Ram defense very often, if at all. So it was a really good day for Tampa Bay, Jameis Winston, and the rest of them. But kind of an eye-opener for the Rams a little bit. Like, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, man. Going to have to really work here. Buccaneers, impressive performance. Let's talk Seahawks and Cardinals real quick. Seahawks, I like them. I like them a lot. I mean, I just love Russell Wilson. Love him. He flat out can lead a team. Seahawks are okay, man. They're 3-1. I like their position. 2-0 as well on the road. That's a good sign. Cardinals have almost played half of their games already at home. They're 0-2-1 at home. Played four games, three of which have been at home. Looks like they probably have a heavy load of road games later in the season. I don't know if the Cardinals win a football game all year. They're that bad. I don't think this experiment with Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury is going to wind up working out that well. I don't see it. I'm sorry. Where is this dynamic, prolific, gunslinging type offense? Dude, this guy throws the ball 5 yards down the field as an average. I'm sorry, but that's not, to me, that's not a prolific, high-powered, high-scoring offense. He scored 10 points for crying out loud. This isn't another. And here's the deal, too. If they mess up really bad, you can't do what you did last year. You can't fire a rookie coach. You can't do it, man. You're stuck with this guy for a few years. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Amazing. I know I hear the music behind me. I know I got to take a pause for the cause for the final time. And we'll come back and wrap things up here like I do, Dorfman style, right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.
At the 25, three tight ends in this formation, Olsen, Manhurts, and Thomas. McCaffrey to the left of Newton. They'll toss it to him. Catch made at the 20. McCaffrey to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Christian McCaffrey, second of the night. And he waltzes in untouched, 25 yards.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got carry on to his right. Matthew leans in. Here's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
And Rodgers takes a quick snap. Penalty marker down. Free down for Rodgers. He lost right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught. Jimmy Graham. Touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
A slot on the right, out of the gun. Prescott play action, got a man wide open to the middle. That ball is caught by Jarwin at the 5, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
Now, more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here tonight on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf getting you through. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there at Storf on Sports. And Cowboys struggled, man. They could not get a lot of points in this football game, and that was the biggest downfall for them. So Saints win a tight one, 12-10, really good for them. Jaguars 26-24. This Gardner Minshew guy, it's legit there with that kid too, man. He's just he's just fun to watch. And then the Bears taking business and handling it against the Vikings. Got to like the way that the Bears have recovered since their first game loss to the Green Bay Packers, to be honest with you. And got to thank all my listeners that check me out all over the world. I really do appreciate you people, especially those people driving on the I-17, listening to me on SiriusXM Channel 211, those Dirty Dans, those people that get out there in the woods and just love to enjoy the beauty in the outdoors here in the northern woods of Arizona. So I do appreciate you people checking me out. And as always, I leave you with something. Week 4 in the books. I can't believe it. We're a quarter of the way through the NFL season, people. It is actually insane when you think about it. Quarter of the way through the season. Think about where your team is right now. And when we have that discussion at the midway point in the season, think about where the Dorfman said teams would be at that point because of how they got out of the gates. Anyways, I got to get out of the door. I got to make way for Scott. Thanks as always, man. You're the best. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. I'll catch you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.